ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 of Al-Sahifat al-Sajjadiyah for Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salamullah. We go to the part where the Imam says, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from وَمُخَالَفَةُ الْهُدَى, rejecting guidance. We spoke about guidance and we said there are different levels of guidance in the Quran. First is the general guidance, which every human being, every animal, every object out there gets some sort of guidance from Allah, which we all share. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. He is merciful to all his creatures, obviously most merciful to the believers. And then we said we have another type, which is guidance, which Allah sends messengers and preachers to guide me towards the truth. Now, this is what we got up to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran, he says, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. And also he says, وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثُ رَسُولًا. That when it comes to him, we have shown him the two paths, the good and the bad. And we will not have punished him, and we will not punish anyone until we show them both paths. And this is by far the greatest gift and blessing Allah could give anyone, to show you the path. No human being on Day of Judgment can come to Allah and argue the fact that he did not know or no one told me. That's not going to work. All right? If you have not learned, the hadith says, Allah will say, then why have you not learned? Right? And so this is the guidance of the messengers of and prophets. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلَّمَا أُلْقِيَ فِيهَا فَوْجٌ. Every time Allah throws a group of people in hellfire, they will say something. What do they say? Let us take a break and find out.
رَبَّنَا
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat al-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana. Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So Allah says, كُلَّمَا أُلْقِيَ فِيهَا فَوْجٌ سَأَلَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا. Every time a group of people get thrown into hellfire, the keepers of hell, they ask them, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ. Have you not received a warner? Did not anyone come and tell you what to do? Didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send you a messenger? That's what they will say to the people of hellfire. And the answer is shocking. Qalu, the people of hellfire, the dwellers of hell. Qalu bala, surely yes. Qad ja'ana nadir. A warner has came to us. Fakathabna, however. We could not be bothered, so we denied, we rejected. وَقُلْنَا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِن شَيْءٍ. Allah has never revealed anything. in antum illa fi dhalalun kabir. Surely you are in the greatest of misguidance. Now, so you see through this beautiful conversation between the keepers of hell and the dwellers of hell, that the core argument here is the only reason you made it to hell because you were misguided. You are misguided. Why? Is it because Allah did not send messengers to you? Or is it because you failed to follow the messengers? And the answer came, no, we just denied. We rejected. Kadhabna means that we did not accept the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from here, the Imam Salamullah alayhi, Imam Sajjad says to Allah, oh Allah, mukhalafatul haw al-huda, that I want to be sure that when I receive the message, I'm not going to deny it. Because sometimes this happens to me and you. When someone tells us this is haram, but then I say, well, yeah, it sounds like haram, but it's, you know, I think I might benefit out of it, or at least my desire is in it. Or, you know, so I turn a blind eye to the halal haram aspects of it. Then I have rejected the huda. Someone comes and tells me, look, this is what you should do. This is, you know, you should pray, you should do the right things. I'm like, yeah, I know, probably you're right, but I just can't be bothered, so I'm just going to leave it. So then I have just rejected the huda of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So huda manifests itself in different types and forms, okay? So don't think it's just one specific argument or one specific thing. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he talks about hidayah, he says, even it's not up to me, not even up to the Prophet to guide people. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ The Prophet, you are asking people to come to hidayah, to come to the straight path. But then it's up to them. So Allah says, you know, use hikmah, use wisdom, use mu'adha hasana, good advice, just to bring people to the path. But it's them who have to walk it. Or they could reject it. Let us take a short break and then we'll continue right after.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. Now, we were talking about guidance and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends me rusul, messengers and guiders and people to at least show me the path. But sometimes we just deny. And sometimes, you know, this is actually the unfortunate thing, is that when we deny, but knowing deep inside us that this is the right thing. Allah says in the Quran chapter An-Naml verses 14, وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا They have rejected it. وَاسْتَيْقَلَنْتَهَا أَنفُسَهُمْ However, their souls are firm with it. وَظُلْمًا وَعِدْوَانًا They only done it just out of ignorance and out of misjustice and out of misguidance. Then Allah says, okay, obviously you will see the result and the end. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send prophets. He will send books like we had the Torah, the Injil, the Bible, and we had the Quran. We had the Suhuf of Musa, of Suhuf of Ibrahim, Suhuf of Mazamir of Dawood and Sulaiman. So Allah sent so many rusul in forms of verbal talk. He sent books in terms of written guidance. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us his signs, ayat, His miracles of creation, for example. These are also as signs of guidance for me. If I contemplate and look into, then I should be guided. Allah says, قُلْ أُنظُرُوا مَاذَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Look into what is in the heavens and the earth. مَا تَغْنِي الْآيَةِ وَالنُّذُرُ عَنْ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. If you do not believe, none of this will help you. But if you do, then surely it will guide you to the right path. When you think of the magnificence of the creation of Allah the Almighty. We leave it here. We will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را
یا سجاد